Netball is by far the sport of choice for New Zealand girls and teenagers, and it seems more dads are getting on board. Some are putting their hands up to coach their daughters' netball teams and getting really good results. Sports reporter Bridget Tunnicliffe met a couple of coaches in Wellington who came into it from very different paths.
It's Effie Fatau's third year coaching netball at Samuel Marsden Collegiate School. His 15-year-old daughter Eva goes to the all-girls school in Karori, and he's been coaching her since she was about 10. Effie played indoor netball for New Zealand some years ago, and it seems he's found his calling in coaching.
To be fair, it sort of came naturally to me. I was probably more of a kid myself anyway, so I probably enjoyed their company as well. So I get on with the kids, so yeah, it's been fun.
Effie, who coaches the school's senior A team, says there's never been any problems coaching his daughter.
I think we're just used to it now. We've been together coaching and playing together for a few years now, so we've got a good understanding that I'm the coach when we're here and I'm dad straight after training and straight after the game.
Effie wants to keep building depth at the college, so likes to include junior players in some of the seniors' training sessions. He also likes to make sure his players are prepared for the rigours of netball.
I am tough on fitness. I believe that you probably play your best netball when you are fit and strong enough. And so we probably don't touch a netball for probably the first month of training.
I hate you for that.
They keep coming back, so hey, you know, it's credit to the girls for sticking in the work. And I think when they start seeing their results, I think it's easy for them to come back, for more.
Effie's daughter Eva Whitfield says it didn't take long to get used to her dad coaching her.
It was a little bit weird because having dad at training, but it was good because he's always been kind of coaching me since I was really small, even when he wasn't officially the coach of our team.
Effie first started coaching Eva and her teammate Sarah Guinea when they went to Karori Normal Primary School. 14-year-old Sarah says Effie keeps them on their toes.
I quite like Effie as a coach because he's just... he's not, he just gets to the point and he doesn't mess around.
Effie also runs a program called Boost Netball, teaching netball fitness, which is open to all age groups and abilities. Sarah's mum, Kayla Guinea, says it's no coincidence the team qualified for the New Zealand Secondary School Champs for the first time last year. She says Effie has almost single-handedly enhanced the reputation of netball at the college.
We came here because of Effie. I don't know about anybody else, but he certainly is a force, or the main, the main person behind netball here. And because he's here, we came here.
Down the road at Karori Normal School, Pete McKinney coaches both of his daughters' netball teams. Coming from Scotland, Pete didn't know much about netball when he volunteered to coach about 4 years ago.
No, nothing.
So you're Scottish, so what's your background? Was it more your sport, was it more football?
Watching football, I was actually a rower, so I did rowing with my dad.
Right.
Netball's actually on the other side of the family, so yeah, no netball in ours, but rowing for me. Yeah.
Pete says he has a newfound appreciation for the sport.
My mother-in-law was a netballer for Scotland back in the day, but I still don't know much about it. But yeah, you see the skill and the almost brutality you get when the Silver Ferns are playing.
Pete says coaching has been a good way to get to know more people in the community, and there are lots of resources to help first-time coaches. He says there is a lot of netball talk at home.
Yes, we do. And their aunts and their gran obviously play netball as well, so their cousins play netball back in Scotland. So there's a lot of netball chat in our house.
Pete's daughter, 11-year-old Abigail, has had her dad coach her for 3 years.
How do you find having your dad coaching you?
It's different from having other people coach me.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
Do you think he really enjoys it?
Yes.
Katie Christie says Pete has helped nurture her daughter Millie's love for the sport. Like Pete, Katie is from Scotland and says she knew nothing about netball until her daughter started playing.
In Scotland, we missed out. We never actually got to play netball. It was never a sports choice for us. It was either hockey or tennis. So for Millie, it was a whole new thing for the family, really. But it was really nice to watch her play, and I feel like I've actually missed out because it's such a fun sport to watch. And it's great because we get some boys play as well. And obviously awesome having a male coach.
Both Effie and Pete plan on coaching for a few more years. For Checkpoint Court, Bridget Tunnicliffe-Tenney.